Kamala Harris claims Virginia Supreme Court ignored the will of the people by killing Democrat gerrymander plan. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 8, 2026. Former Vice President Kamala Harris claimed that the Virginia Supreme Court ignored the will of the people by killing the Democrats' plan to redraw the state's congressional maps in their favor ahead of the midterm elections. In a post on X, Harris claimed that the ruling gives a boost to President Donald Trump's efforts to try to rig the upcoming midterm elections. Harris also stated that while Democrats were rightfully outraged, they would continue their fight to restore the power of the people. Last month in Virginia, the people made their voices heard at the ballot box and voted for new congressional maps, Harris wrote. Today, the Virginia Supreme Court ignored the will of the people and overturned those democratically chosen maps. This ruling gives a boost to Donald Trump's efforts to rig the 2026 elections and the Republicans' long game to attack voting rights, Harris continued. We are rightfully outraged, but we will not give up. We must continue our fight to restore the power of the people. Harris's post came after the Virginia Supreme Court issued a 4-3 decision in which they found that the legislative process employed to advance the redistricting referendum violated Article 12, Section 1 of the Constitution of Virginia. On March 6, 2026, the General Assembly of Virginia submitted to Virginia voters a proposed constitutional amendment that authorizes partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts in the Commonwealth, the court said in the decision. We hold that the legislative process employed to advance this proposal violated Article 12, Section 1 of the Constitution of Virginia. In April, voters cast their vote regarding the redistricting referendum, which would have changed the state's congressional maps from 6 Democrat districts and 5 Republican congressional districts to 10 Democrat congressional districts, and only 1 Republican congressional district. While Republicans such as former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R. and Trump celebrated the Virginia Supreme Court's decision, Democrats such as House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, said the Virginia Supreme Court had invalidated the voices of millions of Virginia residents. Over 3 million Virginia citizens cast their votes in a free and fair election, yet the state Supreme Court has chosen to invalidate their voice, disenfranchise them and violate their due process rights, Jeffries said in a statement. The decision to overturn an entire election is an unprecedented and undemocratic action that cannot stand.